Conditional use number 2523, Terra Trinidad.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nail salon business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.55 acre more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365, approximately 384 feet north of Burbage Road, which is Sussex County Route 353. The 911 address is 32379 Powell Farm Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 219.03, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application today?
Good afternoon, my name is Tyra Trinidad and 32379 Powell Farm Road in Frankfort, Delaware.
Very good. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
I'm presenting a small project and I'm been working there by myself for 3 years and a half. And now I would like to add, you know, one more person. I'm sorry for, you know, and I'm still growing.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, typically this would be considered a home occupation except for the fact that she's desiring to hire additional employees.
Correct.
Correct?
No, normally you can have two chairs as a home occupation. So it's the employees that would kick it into the need for
seat. Right. So there's not an actual violation here. She's just interested in expanding. Okay. Great. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mayers.
So it looks like you've got plenty of parking for one other person and you wouldn't have a ton of clients, right? At one time. Okay. It's pretty cut and dry. I don't have any more questions.
Okay. All right. Ms. Wingate?
Well, actually, I did have questions about the parking. So you're showing now two manicure chairs and two pedicure chairs.
Yeah.
So you would have four clients in there at one time?
Two.
Okay. So all the chairs wouldn't be full, obviously, then?
No.
And then you're going to have your vehicle there parked? Because when I pulled into the driveway, there was three cars there, and there was only one space left. So I'm just trying to make sure you're going to have ample parking. And let me back up. You're on central sewer there? You don't have a septic there, do you?
Yes, I believe I have septic. It's a well.
When I was looking at your packet, and I'm not trying to be difficult here, but on the site plan, there's a disposal field on the right-hand side, and that looked like where some of the parking was going on, so that might be a problem for you later if they're parking on that, if that is an active septic. But when I looked in the documents, it looks like the county has the sewer there. Did they not? I thought the county said...
The survey shows a disposal field.
Yeah.
And that was dated...
But I didn't know if that was old, because it was...
It's 4 years old, so... But I'm not aware. I can try and find out what... If it was...
There would be a permit. So, well, if it's approved, we'll have to go through a site plan process anyway. So that can all be, that'll be worked
yeah.
out.
I just want to make sure there's ample parking there, and then you're not parking on your septic field. If you do have
it's
a septic,
it's plenty of parking.
Okay. That's all I had was the parking.
All right. Collins.
Assuming you're going to want to. I assume you'll want some sort of sign, sort of following the standard requirements, right? And would you want that to be lit or unlit?
If I want.
So because you're asking for conditional use, we're just trying to come up with, like, what are the conditions of approval? So do you need a sign? Do you want the sign to be lit?
Like a sign.
You want a lighted sign advertising your business?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay.
We do the hours, though.
The hours of operation?
It's 9 to 7, and then winter time, 9 to 6.
Okay.
Saturdays, 9 to 5.
No, and no work on Sundays?
No work.
Okay, thank you. I think that's it.
Okay, anything else? The White House? Hang on for a second.
Not for me, thank you.
All right, staff? Anyone? Counselor?
No, none for me at this point.
You're good? Okay. All right then, Ms. Trinidad, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Okay? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2523 Trinidad? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2523? All right then, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Nope. Oh, yes, we have one. Well, yes, sir.
One update just for the record, if I could, Mr. Chairman. So looking at the history of the property, I can't see any notes about connection to county sewer since that survey was prepared in 2000. So I believe it is on septic.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Any other questions or comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see